Hi, Chris. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to have a chat with us.
Well, I'm pleased that you asked me.
You're heading back down to Australia for the upcoming Supernova tour of Sydney and Perth in June. What's it like to be coming back to Australia and meeting all your fans?
Man, I love it down there. The Aussies are just such great people. It's always a great time. And Supernova is, it's one of my favorite conventions anywhere in the world. And, it's well run. It's organized. All the staff is friendly. And, I just have a great time. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone.
You've done a few conventions over the years. Have you ever met someone at those conventions, like another guest, where you've just been completely starstruck?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. The legendary folk, Mr. Nimoy, Mr. Shatner, Nichelle Nichols, the entire cast of Iron Man I met at Comic-Con a few years back. And it wasn't, with your contemporaries, it's not so much a starstruck, but you're excited to meet these people. I mean, you watch their projects, and actors are no different than anyone else. I mean, we're fans of people, So yeah, that's a great part of it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Now, even though obviously Stargate's what you're most well known for, and it wrapped up a little while ago, and the fans still love every moment of it. What's it like for you to have these fans that appreciate the work so much, even years after the show's wrapped up?
You know, it's amazing the longevity that Stargate has had. You know, it's truly, and you can mention it, in the same breath. I'm not sure if with the same weight, but, as a Star Wars or a Star Trek, it's 20 years later, and the fans are still just as excited about it as when we were doing the show, which is no one could have ever guessed it when we first started but that's the great thing about this, and that's the great thing about syndication and all these different outlets that you can see shows on. And the thing that I'm proudest of is that people that were young when I first started doing these, 19 years ago, now they bring their kids, and it's the show has bridged, three generations of people. It's the original parents, their kids, and now their kids. So the thing I'm proudest of is that families could watch the shows together.
Stargate, 214 episodes over 10 years between you and Amanda Tapping were pretty much the only two that were in the entire series and the movies. That must be a pretty great feeling to see that your character was so loved over the entire time.
It really is. First start doing a character, you don't know how it's going to be received. You don't know if the choices that you make about the character are correct. You just don't know any of that stuff, and it's just so nice that 20 years later I can look back and say, "Hey, I made the right choices."
how crazy was the audition process for it? Because I did read some articles a while back that said it was a little bit thorough.
For me, it really wasn't that bad. I did an initial audition, which was put on tape. I didn't hear anything for a number of weeks. Then I was notified that I was going to screen test.
Yeah.
And then after the first read at the screen test, Brad Wright came up to me and said, "You're the guy. Basically, just do it like that one more time, and you're Teal." And I joked with him. Over the years, I was like, "You denied me the thrill of waiting to see if I got it, and then hearing the news." It was much easier this way, let me tell you.
Now, you've obviously had quite the career. You've done a lot of great shows, like you're in an episode of MacGyver, which was also with Richard as well. Did he even remember, when you worked with him on Stargate, did he remember that you were in an episode, or is it just because there was just that many episodes, so many people churning through, it's hard to remember?
That's still a running joke with Rick and I, because he still says, "Oh, no, I remembered you." There's no way. you know, MacGyver was one of those shows. Like, keep in mind, there's only three networks back then.
Yeah.
And MacGyver did 26 episodes a year. It ran for 7 or 8 years. Do you know how many passed through that set? There is no way that he could have remembered. So that's still a running joke between us.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And then also you had a small part in Jump Street, Booker, and then obviously then you got your first sort of big break with Sirens. How was that show for you, and how was that experience being in that series?
It was great. You know, it was my first real lead in a series. And, you know, it was just a huge learning process. You know, no one on the show was cute other than, well, maybe Tim Thomerson or Adrian Johnson, probably with the most experience. But it was a great learning process. And, you know, and that show is initially what got me kind of kindled the writing bug for me. Because J.H. Wyman was actually on the show. And as you know, he's the guy who, you know, wrote Fringe, who created Fringe More Than Human and stuff like that. So we were actually on that show together. And that's when I first started exploring writing, was with him.
Oh, wow. So yeah, obviously you wrote how many episodes of Stargate? That was four, wasn't it?
Four episodes. Yeah.
Do you ever think about getting behind the camera as well?
Yeah, you know, I've got something I'm working on now that if it goes, I'm actually going to be one of the regular directors. So, you know, it's something I didn't want to do. I could have directed the episodes I wrote, but I had no desire to work with us as a director. You know, I can just imagine being a director, because we like to play around a lot. We like to fool around. That must have really driven our directors crazy, you know. And the ones who could, you know, kind of contain us, and, you know, those are the ones who stuck around and became basically our full-time directors, you know, Martin and DeLuise and guys like that, who really knew how to let us have fun, but then when it came time to do serious stuff, they knew how to get that done and how to get our days. And I just didn't think I would be able to reel everybody in, because I'd be wanting to have fun too.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Speaking of fun, I've got a friend who was a massive fan of the show, and I told him that I was going to be chatting to you. And all he said to me was, ask him about the banana. And I'm like, okay. Something to do with Corin?
I'll tell you what, oh God. Corin and his eating. You know, I was just with Corin in France, and we had a laugh about it. And he just made a character choice that he was going to eat during scenes where we were like in briefing rooms or whatever. And it was just it drove everyone crazy, because he didn't really care about continuity. So you know, so there was a yeah. There's a time where the banana ended up somewhere other than his mouth.
That's great. Now I have to ask, the show, like, Stargate Command was located in, I'm probably going to butcher the name, Cheyenne Mountain.
Cheyenne Mountain, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that mountain in many movies and TV shows over the years. Now, because you were on the show for 10 years, did you ever get invited to actually go to the real place and have a look?
You know what? We were all invited. Just scheduling didn't work out. So, but all of our producers went, and I think most of our directors went, and actually got a chance to like tour the facility. And they actually, down one corridor, they actually have these blast doors that are marked Stargate, and it's really just a broom closet, but they actually do have like a Stargate room.
You've recently been working on the new Gods of War game. How's that experience been?
Man, it's been fantastic. It's been a whole new kind of learning curve for me, because I hadn't really never done that. And I'm not just doing the voice, I'm doing all the physicality. I'm doing all the mocap too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was a whole different animal. You know, in film and television, when you're off camera, you're off camera. You know, you can take off your wardrobe, you can do whatever, you can screw around, you can read your off camera, you know, more casually. You don't have to be in character. But with this, it's like, you know, with the camera that's directly in your face at all times, the camera that's following you at all times,
yeah,
and the, you know, 60 some odd, 70 cameras that are overhead that track every movement, you're never off camera. So there are no takes where you can relax. So I find it a lot more physically demanding than film and television. And then, you know, the thing that you'll find with God of War when it does come out is it's not the old way of video games where it's a video game with dialogue interjected through it. It's a fully fleshed out story with story arcs and emotional arcs, and you know, it really is a whole new level to video games.
Really excited to check it out. But I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us this morning, and I look forward to seeing you in Supernova at Supernova Perth and Sydney at the end of June.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it, brother.